Just a question on the decision to change auditor, Chairman. I understand that the chairman of our audit committee, Michael Sharp, has an office at PwC. We've made a decision to ditch KPMG and to appoint the firm at which he has an office. I think it would be appropriate that the full extent of the commercial relationship, if there is one, or if it's just a very small office relationship, but the full extent of that relationship be disclosed to the shareholders, given that we've decided to appoint PwC as our auditor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayne. What I will do is to refer that question to Mr. Rick Holliday-Smith, who chaired the committee, the selection committee of the auditors. So, Mr. Holliday-Smith.
Thank you, Chairman. The point that is raised is a valid point, and in discussions at audit committee, we reviewed at great length the issue of independence of the gentleman you're talking about, who was the chair of the audit committee, Michael Sharp. It was the view of the committee that given the long time between his past involvement with that company and today, it was not in our view an independence issue, although there might have been a perception that he did occasionally use an office in their office. It was decided as a matter of course that when we did the merge of SFE and ASX several years ago, a decision was made to put to tender the audit, and that was disclosed and was known to KPMG. It was decided that in any tender process all major firms would be invited, and that given there may be a perception in terms of the issue with PwC, that it was decided that Michael Sharp would have nothing to do with the review and tender process. And on that basis, I chaired a subcommittee, a special subcommittee, with two other directors. We invited all major firms, all main firms, to tender. We went through a rigorous tender process that took 3 months. We interviewed and discussed with all firms at extensive levels all the things that were required and all the issues. And in that process, I have to say, we had excellent candidates. It was a very difficult decision. And the committee, which did not in any way include Michael Sharp, in the end decided to recommend in a very difficult decision for us to move forward with PwC, and that was the process, and that was the final. That recommendation went to the board, and that recommendation was accepted by the board, and that is why we are where we are now. Not sure whether that answers your question. I'm happy to discuss it further if you'd like.
Thank you, Mr. Holliday-Smith. Does that answer your question, Mr. Mayne? I think just for the record, Mr. Sharp, you have not had an office at PwC for some years?
I did until 2007.
Yeah. Thank you.